an injured bald eagle in northern Wisconsin was saved by using new skin grafting technology. It's Tuesday, July 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, business leaders say President Trump's tariffs are making things harder for Wisconsin manufacturers. And the state is warning of an increase in fatal crashes involving all-terrain vehicles. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
There are untold stories everywhere.
Be able to take someone else's perspective.
What are your challenges and what are you experiencing?
I like to make one meal for my families at dinner time because I think as busy moms, we have enough to do. We don't need to be short order cooks.
Being able to disagree without being disagreeable. Working with diverse viewpoints.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
A bald eagle in northwestern Wisconsin was the first of its kind to be given a fish skin graft treatment. Anna Marie Yanni reports the procedure saved the bird's life.
About a year ago, a female eagle was brought to veterinarian Kim Ammon's Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Spooner. It was found at a campground with a gaping wound on its leg.
It was causing her to be so ill with all the infection and so on that she was dying.
Ammon needed a creative solution to heal it. She found skin graft patches made from cod skin by a company in Iceland. They sent her the product for free.
And it brings all the nutrients and structure in for her own skin cells to then creep in and fill in.
After about 10 months of rehabilitation, the eagle was released into the wild this summer. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In Wisconsin, an estimated $72 million in federal education funding is frozen, and that includes about $7 million, which pays for adult education. Programs like Literacy Network in Madison are bracing for what's next. Maria Paolo has been attending the group's Transitions program since moving to Madison from Columbia 7 months ago. She says she plans to enroll in college once she's polished up on her English skills.
I think English, it's a really good skill for everything. I mean, it's possible without English, but with English you have more opportunities.
But that program and others in the state are at risk of shutting down. About 17,000 Wisconsin adult learners depend on federal funding. Last week, the State Department of Justice joined 23 other states in suing the Trump administration for withholding the education funding. President Donald Trump's tariffs are making it harder for Wisconsin businesses to predict the price of raw materials. As Joe Schultz reports, more tariffs are expected to take effect next month.
Steep tariffs are already in place on steel and aluminum. Trump says those duties are meant to support domestic manufacturing. Dale Coinga leads the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He says tariffs make it harder to predict the price of raw materials manufacturers need to make their products.
You have to be a psychiatrist that's intimately familiar with Trump's head to know exactly how you are going to forecast the price of copper or aluminum.
He says tariffs have also strained international relationships. There are signs Trump's tariffs have been a drag on business. As of May, tonnage through the Port of Milwaukee was down by around 30% compared to last year. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
2025 is on track to continue the trend of rising all-terrain vehicle fatalities in Wisconsin. There have been 23 ATV and UTV deaths this year. In many of those instances, the vehicle either broke through the ice in the winter or pinned the driver to the ground after spinning out of control. In most cases, the operator was not safety certified, was not wearing a helmet, and was not wearing a seatbelt. Joseph Mulrooney is a recreation warden with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says alcohol consumption also plays a role in many crashes.
We really stress to people to save the alcohol for after the ride and ride's over.
Last year, there were 40 fatal ATV and UTV crashes. Off-road vehicle use has really expanded in the past 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number of fatal crashes per year has also been noticeably higher since then. Coming up, We'll hear about Bitcoin vending machines in Wisconsin and Congress's new regulations on cryptocurrency. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
And finally, the price of one Bitcoin is trading at about $118,000 right now, and demand for the digital currency continues to climb. Congress just passed the first major standalone cryptocurrency bill last week as well. WPR's Wisconsin Today spoke to a pair of experts about the latest developments. Paul Nylon is the faculty director of the Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, and Preston Cherry is a professor of finance at UW Green Bay. They spoke with host Kate Archer Kent.
Paul, let's start with you. How do these Bitcoin ATMs work?
Yeah, by my count, there's something like probably 40,000 of these ATMs all over the country. And yeah, they take physical cash, and you have to plug in your own public Bitcoin address, which is not a problem, and that convert that money into Bitcoin. So in theory, there's nothing really wrong with Bitcoin ATMs. It's the scams that affect kind of every industry, like, you know, medical scams or insurance scams, similar people, you know, calling, people who are vulnerable in certain situations and depositing cash, but then sending it to the wrong address. That's essentially what's happening. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, obviously as Bitcoin gets bigger and becomes more valuable, like any asset class, you're just going to see a rise in scams.
I want to turn our attention now to Congress, which passed the country's first major standalone crypto bill, President Trump signing the Genius Act into law Friday. Preston, in part regulating a type of cryptocurrency known as stable coins at the federal level. Can you talk about this particular new law and stable coin and how it's now regulated?
Well, I like this stable coin being given a little bit more stability, I guess that's a pun, I guess, being 100% backed by, some treasuries and 100% backed by cash, and not allowing for hopefully some future debacle, like, past, failures of over leveraging some of these coins and over promising some of the delivery of these coins. As we know that some of the altcoins, one or two of them, it's not a signal for all coins, but we had some of the large stories that coins were worthless after being highly levered thousands of percents over and over, and then the coins being worthless. So when you have a promise, quote unquote, of a stable coin, as the word says, then having legislation saying, okay, we have the full faith of the cash or a T-bill, I believe it's a step in the right direction.
Paul, I want to get your take. Is the Genius Act a sea change in the U.S.'s stance towards these digital currencies?
It is an absolute sea change. I think when I look at the entire legislative landscape of crypto and Bitcoin, I think we'll look back probably 10 years from now, and this will be a line in the sand. The reason for this is because if you go back to the prior administration and the SEC, the normal way in which the SEC would regulate cryptocurrency organizations or exchanges is through lawsuits. And so there's dozens, hundreds of stories you can read online where an exchange like Coinbase or Kraken would say, hey, we just want rules in place so we know how Congress or the government expects us to operate with our clients. And for the longest time, the SEC refused to provide any guidance and said they would just outright sue them. So they would sue Kraken and sue Coinbase. And the idea was that they would get rules out of lawsuits. So this is taking a more practical approach, I think, and saying, hey, let's sort of end the position of creating rules by lawsuits. Let's just do it through legislative action. And so this is the first step. It's on stable coins. Stable coins are a massive market, a staggeringly massive market. Not in the US, which people might not realize, but across the world, because people in other countries want to operate on US dollars because their own currencies are devaluing too quick. And so using the US dollar as sort of a medium of exchange in, say, Argentina, there's huge demand for these stable coins. And so we don't, oftentimes you don't see people in the US using a lot of stable coins because we just have access to the actual dollars. But in other countries, it's huge. And so I think giving these exchanges that are mostly located in the US clarity on how stable coins can work abroad, it's going to probably drive the industry up, you know, another 10x or something. It's significant.
You can find the full segment on Bitcoin ATMs and regulations at wpr.org/Wisconsin today. And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s today. Pretty cloudy and humid, and we could see a stray shower from time to time. Overnight, still cloudy and humid with lows down into the 60s and 70s. And tomorrow, oh man, high temperatures in the 90s across a good portion of the state. Heat index values expected to top 100 degrees, and an extreme heat watch is in effect tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. for about the eastern half of the state. So just be ready for that. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett, John Davis, and Sean Johnson. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.